What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Well, I'm loath to pursue this direction, but you really, I don't think I've got any choice. Every day, the behaviour in our streets, in our houses, in our businesses, the thefts, the physical attacks, the just confrontations, the foul language driven by seemingly hatred and loathing of law-abiding citizens, people who seem to resent people being law-abiding or holding down jobs or whatever, having their own car to drive. It's just this loathing and hatred that is becoming so obvious in our community and is driving these dreadful attacks, these break and enters, the stolen cars. It goes on and on. It reads here today in an article by Peter Carruthers, a sickening threat to eat animals sold from a Tablelands pet store is the latest intimidation tactic by a group of teens successful in holding a town held to ransom amid skyrocketing break-ins and assaults. This is dear little Mariba. Lovely little Mariba. Can you imagine this? A developing perfect storm of juvenile crime has residents living in fear of violent attacks as police struggle to deter youths running amok on the streets after dark. And last month, an organisation charged with engaging troubled youth became a target after it was revealed the Mariba PCYC was hit in nighttime raids that led to the closure of the Pulse Cafe Youth Drop-In Centre. According to police data in the Mariba LGA, 417 unlawful entry offences were logged in the 12 months to August 31. Now, last year it was just 235, which in itself was just dreadful. And that figure, 235 in 12 months, now explodes to 417 break-ins recorded in a 12-month period, 77% increase on the previous year. Other theft rates, excluding unlawful entry, amounted to 393 offences in the past year, 102 unlawful use of motor vehicle charges at stolen cars were laid. Anyway, it goes on to say, Fantasy Tales Owner, this is Zach Cronenberg, said, 7 break-ins in the past year at his Burn Street business, 7 in the past year, amounted to $30,000 repair bill. But the psychological toll was more difficult to measure. I'll skip to the chase here. There's a bit of colourful language there. It says here, beyond that, the Mariba business owner highlighted insufficient police resources at night that has led to serious personal safety concerns after dark. Anyway, Kevin Garnett, with the police, revealed in March a new forum to allow police, youth justice, child safety to share information and zero in on repeat offenders at fortnightly panel discussions. However, the strategy hasn't reduced assault and break-in rates in Mariba. Police data shows 549 assault charges have been laid in the past 12 months, a sharp escalation on the 279 recorded during the previous 12 months. See, everything's doubling. This appalling behaviour is doubling year on year. What are we hearing? Crickets. Look, I won't go on. There's lots more of this. By the way, across page 6 and 7, Cairns Post today, if you can bear reading about what's happening in our midst, in our beautiful northern towns. Dennis McKinley has been very strong on this particular matter. Dennis is a retired inspector, Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. And you would refer to him, I believe, as an activist, or Mariba crime emergency activist. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, John and listeners.
Doubling year on year, Dennis.
Mate, at the end of the day, these young fellows came into this town to open a business and they've had nothing but problems with these juveniles. Like you say, I don't know how many times they smashed their windows. And now the council met with them too, went and saw them, the mayor and the CEO, to try and see what they could do to help them. But at the end of the day, they've chosen now to move out of town. But now they're copping it from verbally in the main street whilst driving down the road. and these people are threatening to eat their animals and all this sort of thing. I just can't believe that such threats could be allowed to go unanswered. You know, at the end of the day, they need to be dragged before the courts, because making serious threats like that to business people, like, I don't know where the central... I would say, without a doubt, there wouldn't be one business in Mareeba that hasn't had a major a plate glass window smashed, and some of them probably had two and three. But as you say, nothing's substantial is being done. No hierarchy, nothing from the Commissioner of Police, nothing from the Premier coming out and saying this unacceptable behaviour will not be tolerated any longer and put a blitz on it. But none of that, none of it from our local government either. You don't hear them come out, the CEO or the Mayor and the councillors, saying this is not good, this is just... this sort of action is destroying the town. And, you know, we got the Savannah and around here this week. We got 10,000 people to us coming from all over the country to this Savannah and around. Like, and they're going to see this behaviour in the main street over the three-day period of the week they're here. Like, that message is going to spread like wildfire. I just can't believe that we haven't got more patrols. Like, police, I know they've got a lot on their plate, but they need to get back to foot slogging around, be seen on the street, not just driving around. And what is happening in the night hours, John? This place must just come alive.
Yes,
and exactly. And nothing's being done. You know, and the other thing is truancy school. Like, school starts again next week, and I accept that 75% attendance is all right for the Mareeba State High School or the St. Stephen's and that. Like, back in your day, my day, mate, you went to school. If you were sick, you went to school. Where are we leading these young ones today? They're never going to have any education at all, and they're never going to change. They need to be made to go to school, and their parents need to be held accountable, because this is only getting worse, mate. And it's not just... I know it's not just here. It's right across Australia. I was just recently in West Australia. And Geraldton's of 35,000 people in Geraldton, they got an issue there too. The place comes alive at night. But the same thing, the government, the courts, the police, they've got their hands tied, mate, or they're just not coming out and making harsh penalties. They've watered the Juvenile Justice Act down that much that it doesn't hold water anymore. So, and up in Atherton at the courthouse, there's 20... Juvenile Justice Act personnel in an office in the courthouse up there. 10 of those were supposed to come to Mareeba. The Premier made that commitment that she was going to move them. 10 would be working out of Mareeba. There's no sign of them being in Mareeba. The excuse is they can't find an office. You know, all these wishy-washy promises are just not happening. There were supposed to be extra police come to Mareeba. That's not happening either. So, yeah, John, the laws are just getting that watered down, and, you know, that they're untouchable. Who says they're untouchable? You know, we're all in the same boat, and it's the victims that are feeling very stressed out about it. Like, I was done twice myself. Like, at the end of the day, it's not a nice situation when people rob you and enter your house and take your motor cars and... It's a terrible situation. That's the reason why I've come out big time too, because my family was affected by it. But, I'm not sure. I don't believe that enough's being done, and I think it's time that the Commissioner of Police, Katrina Carroll, and Palaszczuk came out together in every media outlet in this state and said enough is enough, and start putting some serious stuff in place.
A couple of points you've made here. This is interesting when you look at, I think you said 75% attendance at school. We've got similar figures down here, not quite that bad, but I think we're around 17% of kids that never go to school. And you said, you know, in our day, that didn't happen. It couldn't happen. There were truancy officers. There was a check-up every day by the school principal or teachers, and if somebody wasn't coming to school, somebody went and investigated. That's history now. That doesn't happen. What's happening, we're getting kids that don't go to school at all. over years and years. What are they doing? They're learning how to break into homes, they're learning how to steal cars, etc. Now, we have any number of people saying, well, we've got to intervene. There's got to be a way of drawing these kids out of this poisonous, hate-fueled situation with their families. Take them away, give them opportunities. I don't like to mention the Jeff Guest thing so much because we've mentioned it 150,000 times, and down in Brisbane, of course, they know better. But if the Brisbane people who are in charge of sorting this matter out continue to say, oh, it's too expensive to set up these more remote operations that might give these kids a chance for the future, what's the alternative? These kids spend the bulk of the rest of their lives, because they're becoming professional criminals when they're 11 and 12 and 13 and 14 year old, they spend the bulk of the rest of their lives in prison. Lotus Glen won't be able to cope with the numbers. Have you seen the cost of keeping a person in prison? It's approaching $100,000 a year. And you've got these people in Brisbane. We continue at Lex saying, oh, no, it's too expensive to intervene and give them a future. Well, if you don't give them a future, we'll have no future. And if you decide then, oh, well, we'll build more jails, the cost of that is going to be through the roof. These people just haven't got the foresight or the intelligence or the spine to make the decisions that will give us some rest, some peace, some security, and give us a future financially, because they just want to look the other way and pretend, oh, it's just a North Queensland issue. That, to me, that's the most important thing we've got to get through to Brisbane. Stop kidding yourself that it's too expensive to intervene, or it's politically incorrect, we'll be called racists or whatever. Oh. If you don't step in now, life won't be worth living for people in North Queensland. I think people will start moving out in droves because they won't feel secure up here anymore. What are your thoughts on that direction?
Oh, totally agree. And property valuations, like when people say, oh, we're not really worried about property valuations, but property valuations are going to go, they're going to decrease dramatically. Nobody will want to come here. Like I say, to try and sell a business in the main street of Mareeba, mate, it's very hard, eh? There's been a news agent here for sale for 12 or 18 months.
Mm.
Like, it's very hard. One time you can sell a news agency or sell a business in Mareeba, no effort at all. But while these delinquents are allowed to run around in the manner in which they are, mate, this town is going to go backwards. Have a look at Connie. She's putting that big roadside, poor little bugger, trying to put that sign up in Cairn to raise attention. And then Healy says, what's the sign going to prove? Mate, I proved the sign when we had our public meeting. We packed that grandstand at Davies Park.
Yeah.
People were concerned. I reckon if I had a rally in the main street of Mareeba today, it would be packed to the rafters. Mm. Because people have had a gutful. But my biggest concern is too, John, that the CBD, like I said, every business in this town has had their windows smashed or they've been robbed or whatever. Why aren't they coming out as a joint group as well as the base community and saying we've had enough, you know?
Mm.
And I don't know when it gets, what point we have to get to, John, where old Aussie will be pushed up against the wall and pushed up against the wall until eventually they come out. But I don't know how far we've got to go being pushed up against the wall before we do come out and say we're not going to tolerate this any longer, eh?
Well, this leads me to the second point you made, and I wanted to back you up on this. Where's the council? Now, the council said, oh, nothing to do with that. Oh, no, it's a police. Oh, no, it's a state government matter. When the state government have vacated the space, the responsibility, you look to another level, and our councils are our own closest representatives. They're the people you meet in the street. They're the people we all vote for to look after our suburbs and our particular local interests, et cetera. Now, when the state government vacates, when there's a void there, we expect our local representatives to step in, not necessarily to actually start taking action to reduce the huge amount of crime being committed in our midst, but at least to speak on our behalf, on our community's behalf, because they're our community representatives. I would love them to start changing their attitudes, realising we've been deserted by the middle level of representation, and saying, okay, our community, the people we love most, the people that put us in charge of their most personal concerns, let's step in and say, give us a break. Give us a break, for God's sake. We don't deserve this up here. I'm just appealing to our local government representatives. We've been deserted, we've been dumped, we've been ignored, we've been trashed. Please do what you can to speak on our behalf.
Exactly. And, like, there's a four members, local members, including now Cynthia Louie up here, four of them. If ever there was an opportunity to say something and come out and say enough's enough, we've had enough and we're going to do something about it. But no, they all sit back silently with so many other issues too that we could discuss all day. But they're saying nothing. They're just sitting there saying nothing as though their mouths are zipped up. They've been told to say nothing and follow the policy, the government policy. I just can't wait. At the end of the day, we have to change government. At the end of the day, regardless of what policy, political outcome we may be, I just feel we've got to change the government. And I just hope these people remember we've still got a bit of a period to go with the government we got. But unless they come out and say something that's meaningful shortly that will have an outcome, because everything's all talk fest stuff now and there's no real outcome.
Yes.
Unless they do that, we've got no alternative come election time to vote them out, because that's our only opportunity, because nothing else is working.
Mm. Dennis, you ought to be congratulated having the courage to speak out on this matter. Thank you.
All right, John, thank you.
That's Dennis McKinley, the retired Inspector, Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, and he's the gentleman that speaks so passionately about the crime emergency in Mareeba and the far north generally.